AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Three convictions at a Georgia courthouse in the killing of Ahmaud Arbery, the black man detained in a neighborhood last year by three white men.
The crowd outside the courthouse after the three men charged in the death of Ahmaud Arbery were convicted. The verdicts caused his mom, Wanda Cooper Jones, to say,
"He will now rest in peace."
Family attorney Ben Crump.
This is not a celebration. No. It is a reflection to acknowledge that the spirit of Ahmaud defeated the lynch mob. Yes.
The three men face minimum sentences of life in prison. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden issued a statement saying Arbery's killing is a devastating reminder of how much more work the country has to do in the fight for racial justice. Unemployment claims were down last week. 199,000 people sought benefits, a surprise to analysts, and the lowest number since the 60s. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick.
The reality is that the job market is tight, and I think we'll have that further reflected in the forthcoming November employment report.
Stocks ended mixed. The Dow was in the red. This is the busiest travel day of the year. An estimated 53 million Americans take to the roads, skies, and rails to be with loved ones this Thanksgiving. Lindsay Ledoux spoke with KABC as she left California to be with family in Texas.
I just moved here a month ago, so I'm going back to my homeland.
3, 2, 1.
NASA sent a spacecraft traveling today for a rendezvous next September, right into a space rock. It's an experiment to see if the DART could blow up an asteroid if one headed toward Earth. The Biden administration says about 92% of federal employees have gotten COVID shots as mandated for their jobs. This is AP News. The World Health Organization's expressing concerns about COVID-19 cases rising around the world, up 6% from the prior week and 51,000 new deaths.
The EU says the massive spike in COVID-19 cases over recent weeks is threatening recovery from the deep economic slump caused by last year's onset of the pandemic. And medical experts say the situation could get much worse. Economy Commissioner Paolo Gentiloni says the upbeat picture painted only 2 weeks ago was now in doubt again. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A lawsuit filed by an Indianapolis teacher fired from his job at a Catholic high school for being in a same-sex marriage can now go forward. The state's appeals court reversed a lower court decision that threw out the lawsuit filed by Joshua Payne Elliott. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.